Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills, I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and I'm joined today by James Remintel. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing great, thanks for having me today.
All right, you are welcome. Well, would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Intel?
Well, my name is James Vogeltanz. I'm a channel marketing manager for our Intel Xeon product family, and I work mostly with our customers that are buying CPUs and doing integration through our distribution channel.
Okay, great. Well, really thrilled to have you on the show. Intel's been a great partner for us, and I know that you guys just recently announced a new wave of products that I'm sure people want to know more about. So tell us a little bit more about the new wave of products that was just announced.
Yeah, so we've had several new product announcements over the last few months here in the first half of 2016, but our biggest launch for the year was back in March, where we announced the latest dual-socket Xeon processor family. We call that the Intel Xeon Processor E5-2600 product family, and we went from the version 3 product family and announced our new version 4 product family back at the end of March, and so we are now seeing rapid adoption of that new processor family in the market, and it's bringing a great performance and some new features, particularly for cloud computing environments, to our customer base.
Okay, well, great. So the V4 wave of products, what's new and different and interesting about those?
Well, the thing that's great about this product family is that it's socket compatible with our previous generation version 3 product family. So all of the boards and systems from whatever OEM you might be purchasing it from, basically carries forward unchanged, and the new CPU simply drops into those existing platforms with very minimal software updates required to support it. So that brings tremendous value proposition to the end customer because essentially they're getting a product they're already familiar with a new CPU that has more cores or higher frequency at the same price points, and so we're seeing a very great price performance and value proposition in adopting the latest product family.
Okay, nice. And so what kind of new features and functionality are enabled with the new V4 besides, you know, generally everything's going to be a lot faster, of course?
Yeah, so of course every time we release a new server product family, you expect to have more cores or higher frequency, and of course we're delivering that here across the portfolio of SKUs that we offer in that product family. In addition to that, we have some faster DDR4 memory support. So for applications that are memory bandwidth sensitive, it provides a nice boost in performance across the board. In addition to that, a big focus for our launch is around cloud features. And so we've included some new hardware capabilities in the processor to allow customers to better monitor usage by VM.
Nice. And so knowing this extra information about, you know, how your virtual machine is utilizing your CPU, why would people need to know that? How does that help them?
Well, it helps them because as servers have gotten more complex and with more cores, obviously customers are now deploying more VMs on a single server. Some of the issues you can run into, for instance, is you might have one VM running on that server that for some reason, due to the application profile, will utilize, let's say, 80% of the cache resources on the CPU. And so if you have multiple VMs running on multiple cores on that server, all those other VMs might be impacted in terms of performance because that one VM is utilizing a large portion of the cache resources. So some of the features we have in place now allow us to monitor that resource by VM and then actually set some policies and control that as well so you can limit the impact of one VM having impact on all the other VMs on the system.
Okay, nice. And how do you access that information?
Well, that's where we partner with companies such as you and Microsoft and others in the industry so that you can utilize those hardware hooks in your cloud orchestration software.
Okay.
And manage it at the what we normally refer to as the orchestration layer. So
okay,
we're providing the hardware hooks for the various software vendors that provide virtualization software to be able to control that.
Okay, makes sense. So within a typical Microsoft virtualization server farm, you might see System Center as an orchestration layer and Operations Manager be able to connect to the hooks that you've provided to serve that information up to the administrator so they can make better decisions about how to organize their virtual machines.
Exactly.
Nice. And any other new features in the new products that you'd like to tell us about?
Sure. We also have a big focus on security, so we have some new advanced features and instructions that help with encryption as well as random key number generation, as well as some additional malware protection instructions that we put in place and working with our partners such that customers that are doing large deployments with lots of VMs that we're protecting VMs from impacting each other on the system.
Okay. Nice. And these new E4 processors, are they available now in the channel for purchase?
Yes. So we launched them at the end of March 2016, and they've been in the market throughout the second quarter of this year. And so they are available now through a wide array of distributors or OEMs, and we expect customers to rapidly adopt these. We're seeing roughly about a 20% improvement in performance. Your mileage may vary depending on, you know, which SKU you're buying and what you're comparing it to in your application, but on a wide range of industry standard benchmarks that are common to the data center industry, we're seeing on average about a 20% improvement. And like I said, at the same price points with the same platforms that customers were used to buying over the course of the last year and a half.
That's amazing. Great innovation from Intel. I mean, the same form factor or similar form factor, same price and 20% more improvement. That's amazing.
It should be an easy sell for everybody this year.
All right. Well, are there any other trends that you're seeing in the industry from your vantage point that you think might be interesting to the folks listening here?
Yeah, I think a big question on everybody's mind right now, particularly dealing with our channel customers, which tend to be on the smaller to medium enterprise type end customers buying from them, customers are wondering, what do I deploy in terms of private cloud versus public cloud, and how can you help me on that journey in terms of what should I be buying, what should I be doing in-house, and what should I be looking to the public cloud to provide? So customers have that question in mind, and of course, depending on your particular situation, the answer is going to vary, but I think that's where we're seeing a lot of need for guidance amongst our end customers right now. Looking for our OEMs that deliver those solutions to them, give them the guidance to make the right decision.
That makes a lot of sense. I see very similar things. You know, people have a lot more options these days to decide where they want to deploy that next workload. And you know, there's pros and cons of being on premises versus in the cloud. And people are trying to understand, you know, what should go where and how do we make the two work together? So that makes a lot of sense. And with your new technology and the Microsoft technology, they can really go in the cloud, they can go on premises, they can do a combination of both, which is more like a hybrid cloud, which is what a lot of people are choosing from my vantage point, because they have that on-premises investment already and expertise, and they've got things figured out. But with the new cloud options, there are some things that do make sense to go in the cloud. So you know, more options are always better for customers for the most part.
Yes, and giving them that seamless transition between the two is key. And so that's why we're, you know, working, of course, with Microsoft and everybody in the industry to make sure that end customer experience is very easy to manage and seamless in terms of whether it's on-prem or off-prem.
Sure, good. Well, if people want to learn more about this new wave of products, where should they go?
Well, the simple link to go to is intel.com/Xeon, and you can find all the latest and greatest information and data sheets, as well as performance information about our latest products.
Okay, great. intel.com/Xeon. All right. Well, James, thank you so much for coming onto the show here and telling us about this new wave of products, and thank you for the innovation from Intel to make everything faster.
Well, happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
All right. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.